you know when you have those songs though, like when your friend sings that one part of the song,
which one?
And you just sing it for the rest of the day.
Oh, you know what I hate? The freaking the Bill. No, it's not Bill Gates. Which one? Jeffrey Bezos.
No, I don't know what I'm talking
bro,
about.
Bro, so there's this like Jeffrey Bezos song. It's like Jeffrey Bezos.
Like an anthem, fam? Like a national
yeah,
anthem?
It's something like that. It's like a TikTok song. Okay. Every time it plays, bro, that shit gets stuck in my head and it's so annoying, man.
Really?
It's just like, what's that country kid? It was like
In Walmart?
Yeah, the kid at Walmart. Oh, I actually like that song, but it always gets stuck in your head.
Well, how does it go again? No, it's
just
not
a beautiful dream. That's the song,
no,
bro.
No, not the one in Walmart.
That's a Walmart song.
It was way more catchy than that.
No, but that's like the part of it.
Something like that. I don't know.
I don't even know the lyrics though.
I don't know. But yeah, like now with like TikTok, I go on and that's like SoundCloud now. Like you discover so many songs.
Because everybody's on there, bro. From TikTok. Everybody. I think most of Gen Z is on TikTok. We don't go on Instagram as much. We don't go on Facebook, bro. Yeah. And a lot of people aren't even going on YouTube anymore. YouTube will always be there, but TikTok is like
that's the main one.
That's the main shit.
Yeah, cause and it sucks when your favorite song gets on TikTok and they outplay it. Oh my god, there's so many.
That sucks. But yeah, but it's dope when you like hear stuff come back. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You know when like a song would come up on an album or like a project you wouldn't have listened to before? Like for example, like remember Wolves by Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And it turns into like a meme and shit.
A meme, and then it starts like getting
But it starts sounding good. Yeah, yeah. It starts sounding good. And then before you're like, that sounds kinda whack. All of a sudden it just comes like it comes back and then you see it in a different light.
Cause you listen to it so much that it kinda gets on. That's why I hate when Cardi's album came out.
Yeah.
The first reaction to it was, I'm a hate on this. Because this is so trash, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's been like, what, like 4 months?
I feel like it still holds the same thing, though.
Really?
It's not that.
To me, it's really cool. Like, you have to give certain albums a listen. Like, the new Pop Smoke one, they f***ed that
one
up.
I didn't f*** with that at all, bro.
I wanted Pop Smoke's last album to be Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, because I think that was his best one.
Yeah, they should have ended off like that. Because I feel like they just did that whole Pop Smoke album with all the throwaways just to make money, bro.
Yeah. And I feel like it's disrespectful to Pop because why are you releasing such a weird album? And he's not there to, like, you know?
And I saw this thing on Twitter. It was like the features he had on there, he would have never featured with.
Yeah,
he said he would only feature with people from like New York.
Fam, there was an interview with Pop Smoke. He's like, I don't even f*** with people.
Yeah.
And you see the album.
I know.
Feature.
He wouldn't have f***ed with that.
But I rated the Chris Brown one though. That shit was fire.
Chris Brown,
that was the only good part, like song on the album, to be honest.
Yo, are you excited for Donda though?
Woo, Donda? Loki, did you watch the, when he previewed it?
Like, I didn't. I saw like clips, of course, but I didn't like tune in live. Was it live?
Yeah, it was live. So I listened to it, right?
Yeah.
This guy, of course, Kanye, he's gonna do Kanye things.
Yeah.
40 minutes late.
Word.
To his own listening party, right?
Really?
Yeah. So he walks out and it's in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks out with everything's white and it's just him all red.
Yo, you know why?
Why?
It was because of Akira. Because he's a huge fan of Akira.
No way.
And the main character in Akira wore that red top and bottom, a full red outfit.
Oh, really?
Remember on the bike?
Like, yeah, the bike and shit? Yeah.
So people were putting like pictures of him beside like pictures of Akira.
Yeah.
And look, it suited the vibe, bro. That was his whole kind of like aesthetic for it.
My friend went to it because they were in, I think it was in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah,
yeah. So they went to it and it was like a 5-hour wait for him to actually perform.
Damn.
But it was crazy.
Mm.
Then that one snippet, what's that one? It was like, God, he's done miracles on me.
Yeah.
That shit, I literally
so like you're going to heaven, bro.
It made me want to pray. Like.
No, facts.
You know?
Yo, okay, what do you think? Do you think Kanye... Here's the thing, bro.
Yeah.
I always go back and forth. I'm like, is Kanye more goated than Drake? Or is Drake the GOAT?
Who do you think's more goated right now? At the moment.
Here's the way I look at it, right?
Yeah.
If we're talking like Billboard numbers, plays, streams, everything.
Okay.
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake. You know what I mean? But if we're going like...
Let's talk all achievements.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If we're talking about influence on art.
Yeah.
Influence on sound. Influence on even producing, because he was a producer before a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Then I have to give the edge to Kanye.
Yeah.
Because Drake's a rapper and a singer, but Drake doesn't produce. Drake isn't a fashion.
Drake doesn't produce? I swear he's produced. Does he? I swear he produced like a 1-2 track, but like.
But Kanye, he's not known for that. He's not known for that.
You know who does produce? Nav. He was like producer before he came up.
No, It was Beats by Nav. It was Beats by Nav for anyone. Yo, you remember that one time I was like, yo, listen to this track?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo, who is this? I'm like, it's me. It's me. it was like Nav before nobody, anyone knew who Nav was. And I just like, sent you it.
I was like, yo, you're gonna make it, man. And then it was like, I was like searching up. I was like, oh, this is, it's a brown boy from like Brantford or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Okay, yo, but Kanye, right? Yeah. With Donda, I feel, you know how people are making memes? Oh, we're waiting on Donda. It's gonna be like another year or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I have a theory, right?
Yeah.
I have a theory that the reason he's not dropping Donda is because Drake is dropping this year also.
Oh.
So whoever drops first,
the
person that comes after will have the edge. So think about it, right?
Why the person after?
So let's say Drake drops.
Okay.
Drake drops, huge.
Yeah.
If Kanye drops the next week, everybody from Drake crowd is moving to see what Kanye did.
Mm.
Feel me? If Kanye drops first, Drake drops the next week, everybody's moving to Drake. Feel me?
That's marketing like to its like peak, fam.
Exactly. So that's my theory, is the reason all these delays are happening.
Yeah.
Even with Drake. Drake was supposed to drop this how long ago?
I think beginning of 2021, he was supposed to drop.
Yeah, he was supposed to drop Certified Lover Boy, but we haven't heard from it yet. And Donda, bro, we're getting all these delays.
Yo,
fam, it has to be true.
Yo, saying if none of them want to drop, we're not getting both albums. No, that's not. Like, Drake's like, no, Kanye, like, well, let's go to FaceTime.
Yeah.
If you don't drop, I'm not dropping.
It's like a game of chicken.
Yeah.
You know, in Fast and Furious where they're both like ramming each other?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever moves out of the way first loses.
That's true. But there was also like the real reason why Kanye doesn't like scraps all his albums.
Mm.
It's just because he just doesn't like it at the moment. Because Kanye is so sporadic. Like, no, if he doesn't like it, then.
Because he was diagnosed bipolar.
Yeah. But that's what I really admire about Kanye. Like, he can scrap a work of art and just not think about it. About what the people say, you know?
Yeah,
To himself, like, I don't want to put that out. That's not good.
Word.
You know? And because I kind of tend to rush stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like waiting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like, if you put so much time into something, you want to really make sure.
You want to release it, yeah.
But Kanye's that big attachment, right?
But he can spend 5 years on an album and he still won't drop it.
Mm.
But here's a funny reason why Yandy didn't drop.
Why?
Because they're saying that Kanye found that the law of attraction was real and it was too much for him, so he just didn't drop.
Wait, what?
It was such a random fact. That he just didn't want to drop it anymore. That Yandy,
because of the law of attraction,
he found out it was real.
What the fuck?
Told you he's a weird.
Really? Guy. He said that before?
Yeah.
He said that like
in the interview.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And like I think another one where Life of Kanye, he delayed another album because he was on opium.
Yeah.
And then like he had some crazy thoughts and he just didn't want
to. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Okay, yo. I have the craziest Kanye theory.
Tell me.
Craziest Kanye theory. Okay, get this, bro.
I bet.
So David Bowie, David Bowie has an album. It's called Ziggy Stardust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, in his album cover, there's a sign that says K West.
Oh,
K West, right?
Yeah.
Now get this. He dropped another album and he had two songs on the album. One was 5 years. The song called 5 years. In this song, he says in 5 years, there's going to be a star to save us.
Yeah.
To save the world, right? Mm. Now get this, bro. Now he drops another song called Starman.
Yeah.
Starman, he says, this person will come and he's gonna make everything different.
Yeah.
He's going to change mindsets. He's going to change everything. He's going to change like the flow of society or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that album,
that
dropped on June 16, 1972.
Okay.
So 5 years after, going back to the 5 year song, 5 years after, Kanye West was born.
Yeah, I see that too. And that's the new star, right?
Yeah, yeah. So in David Bowie's last album, last project, it was called Black Star. And he said, the Black Star will save us.
Holy smokes.
And that's Kanye West. And then Kanye West tweeted exactly when David Bowie passed. And he said,
what? He tweeted that?
Yeah. He said, no, he said like, condolences to David Bowie. Like, he was a big inspiration to me.
To him.
Everything.
Yeah. The fact that he was an inspiration to him kind of makes me think is like, oh no. Reincarnation?
They were definitely like, I don't know, bro. What's that K West for?
Yeah, I don't know. Kanye West, that's the only reason.
Kanye West, bro.
Why would it be anything else? And he did change up like the whole thing, because fam, you don't see any other rappers running for president.
Yeah.
Right? He's changing like the whole game.
See, that's the thing. That's why I contemplate, okay, maybe he is GOAT. In the sense where he's done so much more
than Drake.
Because look, Drake Drake's the greatest, I guess, rapper in the sense of all genres.
Yeah, he can
hit. In music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's hit all the genres. He made Billboard hits in every single genre.
Yeah.
Fucking obliterated streams, beat the Beatles. I mean, Kanye didn't do that, but Kanye did so much more things on the other side.
Yeah.
Like designing. Architect. He even did architecture and shit, you know?
Like actual buildings?
Yeah, he designed his own house and everything.
Yeah.
So I think, bro, I think Kanye, he's so much greater as a creative.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's not the GOAT rapper, but he's the GOAT creative.
I feel like he doesn't trap himself into a box. Like, he's always trying to get out, right? Because, like, say, what do you call this? Like, YouTubers like us.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to be known as just YouTubers for the rest of our lives, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, we want to be known more for that, you know? And I feel like, okay, maybe if you want to do movies, you're going to have to step out the box and do, like, what Kanye does and try to get people used to not seeing you as just the guy behind a mic.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The Forrest vlog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of comments were like, yo, I didn't know you guys have legs. You know? And they're so used to us being in this room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's good that we're kind of going out of that realm of just podcasters,
because you know you gotta break those patterns fast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because the moment where people get comfortable with a certain image, then that's, I guess, you get stuck like that.
Yeah.
Because right now people are so open to what you want to see, what you want to do, what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can really go into anywhere you want.
Yeah.
But you gotta take that kind of initiative to do that. Because if you just stay with what you're comfortable with, you'll never find out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you just stick to what you know, stick to what you're good at. Shit, you'll never find out if you're better at this.
Exactly.
Never find out if you're better at that.
Yeah.
So you got to just go out there and just go do
so
it.
So yeah, someone told me, he's like, yo, staying in your comfort zone will be like the downfall of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, at first I didn't get that, because like, okay, I know what my comfort zone is.
Yeah.
But if I step out and shit and do what I really want to do, like, the universe will reward you for being brave, I feel like.
Because there's this quote Will Smith said.
Yeah.
He said, God put the best things in front of something terrifying. Something terrifying.
Yeah.
So the best things, you have to be brave to get to. Yeah. You have to have the courage to get to. So for an example, he said skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scariest shits ever, bro.
Yeah.
You're jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Nothing attached to you. You know what I mean?
If you pull the lever and it doesn't go off, GG's.
It's wraps, bro. There's nothing holding you.
Yeah.
So all that anticipation.
Yeah.
All of that buildup, it forces you to be brave so that you can have that pleasure. You can have that enjoyment of like the free fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he said, Will Smith said, that's bliss. That's complete bliss. All is bliss. When you just float in the air like that.
Cause fam, like I said, like, for the people that are going through like tough times, like I always say this to people, that God gives the toughest challenges to his toughest soldiers. Right. And that's what I always kind of like live by.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, now that I see an obstacle, I'm like, okay, it's just an obstacle. I can get through that, you know?
What do you think is the most recent, like, obstacle you had to face?
Obstacle? Oh, that's a good question.
Like, recently.
Recently?
Whether it even been just finding yourself. Whether it just been just, like, trying to figure out what you want to do. Because I feel like that's a huge one.
Oh, no. Okay, I can say this. I feel like, okay, I just feel like this podcast kind of saved both of us. Because before this podcast started, I went through like a really bad breakup, right?
Yeah.
And for the people who go through breakups, it kind of makes you feel like worthless.
Mm.
Like, oh, why did she leave me? Am I not good enough for her?
Yeah.
You know? And I remember her telling me, I was like, yo, the one thing that stuck in my mind was, yo, why do you want to break up with me? And she said, I just don't want to lie to my parents no more.
Mm.
Right. And then as time went by, I kind of realized that, no, that she was lying to me. It's that I'm not worth lying for her.
Yeah.
But she can obviously lie for another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it kind of made me feel weird, bro.
No, that's so true. Because look at it like this. Like, if they want to be with you, they'll be with
you. They'll be with you. They'll be fight, with you. Yeah.
They'll do whatever they can to do that. But if it's not worth it to them, then it just wasn't worth it to them.
Yeah.
And you have to find your worth. You have to know your worth.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want to just give up everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
You always want to be in the position where I'm happy. I know my true value.
Yeah.
This is where I am. This is where I'm stable. This is where I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Never want to be second guessing yourself. Like, shit. Like, maybe I deserve better.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this isn't right for me.
Yeah. And going back to my story, like how this podcast kind of saved me
mm-hmm.
is because now that I can just express the stuff that I want to express, I've kind of found myself and found my niche where I fit in through this podcast. And I've gained confidence. Like before, I don't think I could sit up here and like just talk.
Word.
Right? Because I you know, before we start, I would say, yo, don't press the button. It gives me anxiety. Because like before, like, I'm going to be honest.
I thought you were joking though.
Can I be completely honest with you? I still don't feel 100% comfortable in this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. But you're so natural with it.
Because I feel like I can put on that. Yeah. You know? The only times I've really felt 100% comfortable was our first episode that we didn't release and the first one we released. Because it was me just having fun.
Yeah.
But now it's like we have more of an audience. It's like I don't know why, but it's like if I don't pull views, I'm going to feel bad.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Nah, I don't think, you never think about it like that. Because listen, you just want to make the content you want to make.
Yeah.
I say this to every single creative, every single artist, anybody that wants to do something in this industry. Mm-hmm. Do exactly what you want to make. For example, Sasha asked me like, I got a post on my account because people are starting to look at my art, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what should I post? She's asked me what she should make for her art.
Yeah.
I told her straight up,
don't.
It's your art. You're the artist. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. Don't let anybody else influence your art. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's so important because, like, look, you have an audience, sure.
Yeah.
You have if they're true supporters, they're going to support you through no matter what you do.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I learned.
You can get into different things. And if they really, truly support you, then they'll love you for that.
Yeah. Right? Because there was one episode when I had the brown hoodie over my thing.
Yeah.
And that was a time where we were pulling so many views. We were like, almost every video is viral, right? Because of the theories.
Yeah.
Right? And I tried to act like you. Mm. And my dad told me, he's like, yo, Gavin, that wasn't a good episode. I was like, why? I was like, no, because you're trying to act like Carlos. The reason why he has you on the podcast is because you're on your...
Yeah, because you're you. That's why, fam. That's why.
Exactly.
I don't do it because I want you to be a certain person. I have you because of you.
And that's the biggest thing I had to learn because I thank you to all the people that tune in to watch me because, like, you know, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Just being myself. So,
damn, you know this too, bro. You know this, like...
But you know I have doubts.
You shouldn't doubt yourself, though, because what's really holding you back? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's holding you back? Honest.
I just got caught up in the numbers. I think that's what it happened.
Never look at the numbers, bro. Mm-hmm. Even if... Look. Think about it like this. We're still growing no matter what.
Yeah.
We're still growing no matter what. We had zero subscribers before.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
So we still grew from zero. So you look at it, like, man, it's not as fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Never get caught up in that shit, especially when it comes to other things you're doing. Let's say you're a clothing brand, for example.
Yeah.
Sure, people blow up fast, right? Mm-hmm. For example, everybody says, oh, Billie Eilish is only 17 years old and she became like
doing crazy
superstar
things,
at 17. Mm-hmm. And look at her now, she's even bigger. But sure, that's good for her.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone has their own.
Everybody has their own journey. Mm-hmm. Shit. Look at Gary Vee. Gary Vee went how many years? I think he was in like his late 30s.
Yeah.
And then he blew up. Feel me?
I know.
And then he blew up. You never know what time is your chance. Exactly. And you never know when is your time. Like, it will come to you.
Yeah.
But it will come to you. Just believe in that.
So social media also does that, like, is really bad for that too. Because you see so much. You know, Baby Santana? He's 14-year-old rapper that he was already on Rolling Loud.
He's 14 years old?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Tekka brought him on to Rolling Loud stage.
That's
it.
Perform,
you know? And like, to all the SoundCloud rappers that have been doing this for so long, like, keep at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one advice I could give you. Just keep at it because you never know what could hit.
Yeah. See, there's a side to finding a strategy at the same time as being yourself. Because there is a balance.
Yeah.
The 100% is a balance where you do have to sacrifice some of your personal for some of the gain.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, let's say you want to do a certain like activity, film it, whatever, right? Yeah. You want to get into a certain niche and it might not pull as much.
Yeah.
But if you really want to do that and you have fun doing it, then just get better at it so you can pull that number. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? But don't let it discourage you from at least trying.
Yeah. Do you know I Show Speed and Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
So Aiden Ross was talking to Speed and he said, because Speed is blowing up crazy, right? And Aiden wants him to be in the LA house.
Word.
And you know, LA is when you make that type of money, right?
Yeah.
LA is known for like being fake and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Aiden told Speed straight up, the amount of money you make in LA will, for generations, will help your family. Like, it's gonna be good money, right? But you have to sacrifice your mental health for it.
Yeah, that makes sense, bro.
It's scary because it's like, is that selling your soul?
I think that's what they mean, bro. I think that's what they mean. Yeah,
because everyone that goes to LA kind of has to go through so many snakes and shit like that, right?
They go through the fucking they make sacrifices they wouldn't. They lose themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They lose themselves to be a certain thing.
Exactly.
And then they fall into like shit. Exactly as it's stated, selling your soul to the devil, as in selling yourself to get all of these riches. For what? Yeah. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, shit. What are you happy with? What are you content with? Are you, cause that's where it gets twisted. Listen. Yeah. Nah. That's where it gets so twisted. Mm-hmm. Because you can say, okay, I'm gonna sell my soul, whatever, get all these riches, but where does it stop?
I don't know. When you die, fam?
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Where does it stop? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about it. You're going to go out there. You're going to fucking
grind.
You're going to grind, so sell, quote unquote, sell your soul.
Yeah.
But where does it stop, bro? You get more hungrier.
Yeah, that is scary.
That's the thing.
And after I seen that, I was like, fuck, man, do you even want to go to LA?
No, let's not go.
We won't be there for long.
That's the thing, because I am, quote unquote, like, I'm trying to hone in on my spirituality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be stuck onto
greed,
materialism, mm-hmm. just capitalism in general.
Yeah.
As much as it's needed to succeed.
Yeah.
Especially like, bro, that's the only way you can succeed is if you play by these rules.
Yeah.
Right. But what is the end goal? Is the end goal to make $1 million? Is the end goal to make enough so you can do a trip that will make you happy at that trip?
Yeah.
I mean, because what is your passion? Let's say your passion is, I want to go climb the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
You don't have enough money to go to the Himalayas? Okay, I'm going to grind, get this money, sell and my soul for that.
Yeah.
Then go. That's an end goal, right? Mm-hmm. But if your end goal is for materialism, for money,
yeah.
Money never stops.
It doesn't.
Money never stops. So you're just going to keep going. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep going. And as that goes down, mental health. I mean, your soul gets crushed.
Exactly.
And then you're going to start doing things that you wouldn't, you lose yourself in the sauce.
And you end up, and like when you die, fam, the money doesn't come with you.
Yeah.
You feel me? And you just lived your life money hungry the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's if I was on my deathbed and I realized that shit, I would, oh my God,
yeah.
I'd be so sad.
I know, bro.
It smokes.
Yeah. Fuck, it's deep, bro. Cause like.
Super deep, fam.
Cause everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
At one point we're all going to be in a casket. We're all going to get cremated. We're all going to be dust at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, for me, what's so important is I just want to leave a legacy. I just want to leave memories. That's it.
I was going to say, what's your end goal of this whole shit?
My end goal still has success, still has wealth, money, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't make it the catalyst.
Of what you do.
Of what I do. I don't make it the catalyst of like, it has to go this way so I can make a certain dollar amount. So I can buy a certain thing. So I can buy a Lambo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't make it for that. I do it. So it gives me freedom in what I need to do later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say later on, I want to go build a church.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Later on, I want to go make a house for my family, you know?
Yeah.
Pay off debt. Anything. Anybody needs help, I can cover it. If I want to go travel the world, I have that. But I don't look at it like I need a Lambo. I need like money in my bank. I need to buy this jewelry, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you get lost. And then
I know
it doesn't end like that.
And it's funny too, because like when I started the clothing shit, I was way more hungrier than I am now.
Why?
Right? Because it's like I got too comfortable. Like when you're grinding, you know,
mm-hmm.
you up late trying to put this design out, trying to design this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I got a bit comfortable where it's like, and I don't have no motivation to do it no more.
Why, bro?
I don't know. Because it's like, I don't know. It's like, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, but at the same time,
you're not shooting big enough.
I don't think I'm shooting big enough, bro.
You're not shooting big enough, fam. Because listen, if you keep your goals small, you're only going to land small.
Yeah.
You have to shoot for the fucking stars, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you got to look at, I'm going to be on the same level as I'm going to be on the same level as fucking Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to think about like that. You can't think about it. I'm going to be like, who's one of the smallest shoe brands? Ian Connor. I'm going to be like Ian Connor. Yeah. Shit, he's huge. Yeah. He's huge. But don't get me wrong. He's not that impactful as a Kanye, as a Virgil Abloh, as Junior Watanabe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm no discredit to them, but you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can shoot way bigger. And I feel like when you shoot even higher than that, then that's when the real fucking, you get stated in history.
Yeah. See, that's why I love this podcast, bro. Because I feel like, I'm telling you, like, I feel like we're meant to be friends.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, what do you call this? Because at the same time with this podcast, you just helped me build this platform. Right? Because before, like, I wouldn't do the TikTok stuff. Right? Or I wouldn't do the TikTok. But with this podcast, like, you've helped people notice me and notice my brand. I don't think I say it enough, but I appreciate you, fam.
I got you, bro. That's what I'm here for, fam. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate you.
I'm putting everybody I can on, and the people that stuck around for me, people that I know are there for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to return the love, because I know in the future, I want them to just be there with me at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can celebrate together.
And that's real.
If you fucking, if you make it big and then you're by yourself, what is it worth?
Exactly. It's like what you said to me before we were on that train ride. You said when you're out the way at the top, you start losing some friends. And I feel like that's true, because when you're leveling up so much and your friends don't level up with you, you can't associate with them no more, bro. And that's the most fucked up part about this whole thing. Because if it's like, if I don't level up with you, fam, I feel like I'm gonna get left in the future, maybe near future. I don't want to jinx it, like, knock on wood. Like, I'm always gonna be with you type shit. But like, I might get left.
Bro, you got to think about it like this, right? As much as it is a team thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it was Aiden Ross recently.
Yeah.
They were going to do a SSB
house. Oh, SSB house. Yeah.
And then he said, like, that shit all collapsed because they had beef in there. Whatever happened, all the drama.
Yeah.
And all of that shit got shut down.
Yeah.
But I think it was Ray called him, like, on live stream. On live? And he was like, bro, you got to understand that although people, you want to help everybody. Yeah. Although you're the big... you're the big cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody has to pull their own weight, and everybody has to grind as hard as them. As hard as them. Because it's never like, if you want to make it a team thing, then it's a team thing. We're going to make it there as a team. Right?
Yeah.
But if it comes to the point where, shit, you can't pull your own weight, or people aren't pulling their own weight, then yeah, there's going to be a decline. There's going to be a change.
Yeah.
But you have to be, you have to be wary of it. You have to be conscious of it. I mean, you can't just sit back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm comfortable.
Exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, nah, Carlos got this.
Exactly. You're right.
You can't, bro. You can't. Because look. Let's say you're part of Drake's posse. You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit. He's going to be there forever. He's bringing his whole team with him. Imagine instead of just Drake, it was five Drakes. Imagine it was a team like that.
Yeah.
Imagine it was the fucking Avengers.
That would be unstoppable, bro.
Exactly.
You feel me?
And I feel like we've yet to see something like that, because people get lost with a few certain things. And I read this in a book. There's a few things that make a lot of people fall off with their friends, with success. With business. It always comes down to three things.
Okay.
Addiction, jealousy, and a change of mind.
Okay.
And think about it.
I get the jealousy and the... well, what do you mean by addiction?
Addiction. So let's say... so I used to watch all the documentaries of fucking the rock and roll bands, bro.
Okay.
AC/DC, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, all of those, right? They have a very common theme. A lot of them have a common theme.
Yeah.
Is they all fell off because of addiction, or because of jealousy, or because of they didn't want to do it and their heart wasn't in it anymore.
Yeah.
So I feel like those are the things you have to be wary, especially when you're coming into an industry like this, when you have a team with you, when you have people around you have to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Is keep wary for those things.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that will be ill to the goal. I mean, what is our goal? We want to make it to the top. Let's say somebody falls into addiction. They're holding the whole team down.
Yeah.
Then shit, it's going to crumble. Eventually, it's going to crumble.
Yeah.
Somebody has a change of mind. It's whether it be good or bad, it's fine. But shit, it will take a piece out of the puzzle, because it is like a building block.
It is, yeah.
And then that's where a lot of people get independent too.
Yeah.
I mean,
100%.
And as much as Jumpers Jump is a team thing.
Yeah.
Shit, I make sure I'm independent too. Yeah. Feel me?
It's like One Direction. Mm-hmm. You know, when they split up?
Yeah.
They all went on to their separate paths, and it's kind of cool to see where they went.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like coming out of high school, fam. It's like it's cool, kind of cool seeing all the routes people take.
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
So some people blow up. Mm-hmm. Some people drop out of school. Some people are getting married in a year, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool seeing all the shit that's happening.
It's like the end of the movie, you know, when the fucking...
Oh, and Coach Carter...
You know, when they have the freeze frame,
yeah. Like, he went out to do drugs.
Yeah, it's like that shit. It's like that shit.
Yeah, no.
And as cheesy as that is, as cheesy as like the movies make it seem to be,
it's
kind of real. To it's be real honest, life. It is kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And shit, they don't just make movies out of nowhere. Like they have inspiration from it, and sometimes it's from true events.
Yeah,
and a lot of things in movies happen in real life too.
Yeah.
No,
and I'm gonna be completely honest with you again.
Mm-hmm.
So remember at the beginning when we started,
yeah,
there was a point where I did all the episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you started bringing on a guest,
mm-hmm.
right? Fam, not gonna lie, when you brought on the first couple guests,
yeah,
I was kind of like off.
Mm.
I was like, damn. Am I getting replaced? Is this it?
Nah, fam. But you understood after.
I understood, yeah. As it came more, it's like, no. I know where I stand,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Because look, this was my whole part of... This is my whole idea and thinking behind it. Mm-hmm. I will never let Jumper's Jump fall off.
Yeah.
I will never let that happen. Mm-hmm. I mean? And shit, you did have like... school. You're still in school.
Yeah.
And I knew I'm going to be 100%. I dropped out. I'm full time. I'm going to make this... my thing. Like I'm gonna bring it there,
yeah,
to that level. And shit, as being that person to bring it to that level, you gotta call those shots where, okay, let's say something happens. Mm-hmm. Cause nobody wants to think about what if something happens.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to think about that. Mm-hmm. But those are the people that are prepared, and those are the people that thought it through. Those are the strategic people,
yeah,
that will make it to the top because they thought of those things. Cause look, imagine me and you did 100 episodes
100 episodes.
And then and all of a sudden I bring on a guest.
Yeah.
Then it's gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Cause like, where's Gavin?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But I think we did it. That's why I was like, everything that happened was mm-hmm. supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Cause that day I had a meeting.
Yeah, you're busy. That's why. I was busy. You're busy.
And you called me. What the Gavin, what the fuck? Where are you, fam? Right? I'm like, fam, I have a meeting. He's like, you can't do that shit.
Yeah.
And I knew you were a real friend. Mm-hmm. Cause friends usually don't. Friends. I don't know.
I wasn't going to lie to you.
You weren't going to lie to me. You told me straight up. He's like, I'm getting another person then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, do it.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was like, okay. But as you kind of kept it where it's like, people still enjoy me,
mm-hmm.
but they give another side where it's a new guest every week.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I started to understand that. I'm like, no, this is still, you know, I'm still the co-main host. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because look, if we made it, it was just us all the time. And then shit, I don't want to see that day where it's like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
That would break my heart, bro. Mm-hmm. That would break my heart. And then, cause I'm here forever. Like this is going to be my shit. Like till the end of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want it to ever have that nick in it.
Yeah. And fall off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never letting that happen, bro.
And here's another thing. Cause I got a different perspective. Cause me and my friends were going to start a podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
Moment I got to their house.
Yeah.
It was like, I just got these bootleg headphones, right? Mm-hmm. And the setup was not there. And I was like, yo, guys, what are your goals of this podcast? Are we going to go 100%? They're like, well, let's just do this, you know, and see where it goes. But mm-hmm. when the next day when I came to shoot with you,
mm-hmm.
everything set up, we know our goal,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was kind of cool seeing it because whatever we do 110%.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying.
But with them, it's like, I don't know, not to roast them, obviously, but they didn't have the same drive or like aspiration and passion that we have in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I can say that I'm proud to be on this podcast.
Yeah. Cause I make sure everybody around me has that.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you're not going to be with me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I make sure like that's like the cut. That's like the tryout. Like if you don't have that part of you,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be associated.
Yeah.
Cause that type of energy that brings you down, mm-hmm. it's gonna slow you down, and that's exactly why people fall. Change of mind.
Oh, that's what it means. Change of mind. Change of mind.
So that was one of the three, right?
Yeah.
A change of mind. That's why you see a lot of people, they're so passionate in the beginning.
Yeah.
A change of mind because, oh fuck, maybe I don't like this. Maybe I want to do something else. Whether it be good or bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it be good or bad, because shit, maybe they wanted to do something that was way better for them.
Yeah.
Right? Which is dope. Which is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the things you have to be wary of. Yeah. That's why I read so much books. I really like. I really like diving into like shit. Cause this is some real stuff, bro.
It is.
It's some
bro.
Real stuff, and you can take it into basketball. You can take it into so many different sectors of life, yeah, business, everything.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, and just going back to this, how this whole podcast started type thing, I think it was, I don't know if you know this, but before I shoot with you,
yeah,
the day before, I run my own podcast. Like, I talk to myself.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Yeah, and there was a point in time where it was exhausting, and I did it. I started not to like this podcast.
Really?
Because it felt like homework.
Ah, nah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. But because I was plotting it out. I would say it. I would like, this is a good bit. This TikTok will go viral. But the more I did that, I felt horrible.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, bro.
But then obviously I changed and people love that. Like, yeah. Just talking, you know what I mean? But yeah, that this whole thing has just taught me so much lessons, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool.
Just always be yourself, fam. That's why I always, one of the biggest lessons I always try and tell you, yeah, how many times have I said this to you? Like, make sure you know yourself.
All the time.
I tell you, I say that to you like almost every time we have a deep combo. Every single time. Because I know that's something you need to work on. It's just always, yeah, know yourself, bro.
Yeah.
I know you. Mm-hmm. But do you know you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
4 a.m. random text. Do you know you? I'll rethink on my whole life. I'll wake up to that text back. Man. But yeah, holy,
yeah,
smokes,
bro, because you have that in you, have the drive, you have everything, all the tools necessary to do great things, bro. You just have to remember who you are,
yeah,
and don't fall into things that people drag you in because you think it's cool, you think, oh, people are doing it like this, I gotta do it.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah,
bro, do you.
Yeah, no, and it's that little phase in my life where it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that happens though. That's growing, yeah, that's growing.
That's how you know you're growing, you, mm-hmm, know.
If you didn't go through that, then you didn't grow.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Pain, fam. You just gotta put in the pain and then you'll be alright.
Yeah.
Well, what's that thing? People get shot every day. Y'all be alright. that's my favorite quote.
Oh my god. You know how people always say like fucking, you're gonna have a midlife crisis and shit.
Oh, yo, did you see the lady at the Kodak Black Rolling Loud?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who's singing all the things? They were like, yo, she's having a midlife crisis. She was like, skirt, skirt, and she was with all the young people, but it was just like that one old person.
Yo, but that's lit though.
It is.
I love seeing like the old people get into the new stuff.
Hell yeah,
because it's like, yo, because we don't take in, like, our parents were crazy before too.
Yes, fam. I have so many stories of like them doing crazy shit that,
yeah,
way more exciting than my life.
Yeah, even though they're old, they still had a past.
Exactly.
They still had a past, bro.
Have you ever just sat down with like your parents and just like, yo, what were you like when you were my age?
Yeah, I had that once in a while, but I don't want to get too deep. I want to keep it a mystery.
Okay.
So I unravel it a little bit here,
yeah,
and there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never want to go all the way in because, yeah, I like keeping it a mystery.
That's
for myself.
True. I mean, with your Lola, every time, it's like every episode we have a ghost, it's always Lola.
No, because my Lola, she's literally... Damn, I'm telling you, bro. My Lola and that side of the family, there's just some spiritual shit going on, yeah, bro. And what's funny is my dad's side is nothing like that. my dad's side is nothing like, there's a complete opposite.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we don't believe in any of that ghost. Yeah. Right? Yo, so I have this story, right?
Yeah.
So my uncle, they actually, okay, he had a ghost, he had like a paranormal event happen at the crib.
Holy smoke.
So he said the neighbors,
yeah,
the house they live beside, the woman passed away.
Okay.
And before, like, her husband passed away, right?
Yeah.
And on the same day where they found the body and they, like, went into the house and found them.
Yeah.
The same night, my uncle's son, my cousin, my little cousin.
Yeah.
Went to the window and was like, who is that? Pointing at the window, bro. Pointing at the back window, like, who's that? Who's that? Right? Yeah. Now, here's what's funny, though. Because my uncle, he's never, like, he never believes in ghosts, or he, yeah, never, yeah, like fucks with ghosts. He said this himself. Said one time he was having sleep paralysis and he saw like a demon trying to attack him.
Really?
Yeah, he saw a demon trying to attack
him.
But
he was chilling.
That's what he said, bro. He's like, I told that.
What? What?
He said, I told the demon, fuck you. My tita, yeah, he was like, I was getting scared because in his dream he was like, fuck you.
Oh, you look beside him, he's like throwing jabs.
And then you know what he told me? What? He told me, if a ghost ever comes and kills me, yeah, I'm gonna go into their world and kill them.
Oh my god. So he's firm on fuck the ghost shit. Yeah. That shit don't exist. He's not going out by a ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, time out. Here's a word from our sponsor, Upstart.
If you dread looking at your credit card statements, you're not alone. Debt can feel crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom.
All right, so Upstart is a fast and easy way to pay off any of your debt with a personal loan all online.
Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment.
And Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit.
Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate on your loan.
And with a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000.
You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/jump, J-U-M-P.
That's upstart.com/jump. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and other certain information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/jump.
The link will be down low in the description. Make sure to click it.
And it's jokes because that's, I see both sides of my family. Do you see that too?
What?
Like in your personality where you see like your mom, tendencies of your mom's side, tendencies of your dad's side?
Not really, because we all believe in that ghost.
No, I mean just like in a... just like in mannerisms traits. Yeah, personality traits, right?
100%.
Because I feel like my dad is very brash, but my mom is very like calculated.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's very calculated too, but I don't know. My mom's very talkative. My dad's more like
a little bit
lone wolf.
Yeah.
And I see both sides of that in myself. You see that like with your parents?
Yeah, bro.
How's your dad?
My dad is like, he's more chill and my mom is more strict. Just to put it in plain sight.
Yeah.
So it's a good mix because...
What about just like interactions?
Interactions? What do you mean?
It's like when talking to people or like going out. I don't know.
My dad 100% can have a really good convo with you, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because whenever my friends come over.
Yeah.
So my mom, right, was walking to the door and then me and my friends came to the door. Sprinted away.
She's scared? Why is she scared?
I don't know. But I think she just doesn't like that type of interaction with me and my friends.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Well, what do I say type thing?
True.
You know? Well, yeah. That's funny.
I think my mom is more talkative.
My dad's more talkative.
Actually, yo, I don't know. Because my dad's talkative too, but he doesn't like people.
Really?
Actually, I don't know.
Because my mom's talkative when they're gossiping about, like, you know, the Filipino shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like with a regular person... It's cool, you know?
I don't know. I definitely take after both.
Yeah, but I definitely too.
But it's fun to see like traits of the family.
Oh, yeah.
And just even like sides of the family, because I do see a difference in sides of the family.
Mm, yeah.
Like my dad's side is very like, yo, we don't play around.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then mom's side's a little bit more soft.
More fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, what do you call this? With the COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a lot more... Because they watch the news all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's get the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
right? But me, but not saying I got the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
But me, it's like, I want to do my research first before I get it.
Word.
And I feel like if I turn down my second vaccine because it was different, they would definitely get pissed at me.
Mm. Wait, did you get the same?
Yeah, I got the second one.
But it was different?
But it was both Pfizer.
Okay,
I made sure to get both Pfizer.
Oh, I put you on. Yeah.
You did.
I gave you the pop-up location.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you did. I got so hyped because the day after would have been my Moderna.
Yeah. Yo, you want to hear a theory, fam?
Okay, yeah, tell me. That's so random.
No, because I just had this in the back of my head. I was always thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder, like, what, you know, the Truman Show? So his whole life is like a TV show. And he didn't know he was in a TV show.
That's
so his wife, his plan, all the people around him, his work, it's all a show. There's cameras, there's lights, the sky is falling down.
Yeah.
Like everything's a prop, but he didn't know. He thought it's a reality.
What?
So do you ever have those moments where like...
My life is a movie?
Nah, not just like your life's a movie, but yo, what if this is... What if this is just all... A show. All just like planned, and this is just for somebody else's entertainment.
Like someone's watching us?
Yeah, somebody is watching.
Low key, man. I don't know. I feel like there's been instances where there would be a motive, right?
Yeah.
If there was a red light,
yeah,
I would be late to it and I would miss it.
Mm.
But there's times where it's like, oh shit, the earth has given me all the green lights to make the event, so it was meant to be.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of what I mean too, because like, you know, when spectacular shit happens to you,
exactly, yeah,
and they're like, whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah,
like, this was a sign of God or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have those instances?
Yeah, those times I always think about myself like, damn, what if this is just okay? For example, Logan Paul, when he fought Floyd Mayweather, he's like, this is all a simulation.
Yeah.
No way, I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly, bro. Oh my god.
Actually, if I was in his shoes, I would probably think like that too. I'm like, damn, is this real life?
Yeah.
You know? And then, yo, so there's this theory I heard.
Yeah.
It's about Jimmy Neutron.
Okay.
Yo, So there's a theory that Jimmy Neutron and the whole town is actually just a government experiment to see what Jimmy comes up with, what kind of inventions or like things he comes up with to help better science. So if you think about it, all the people of the town, they're never so like fucking scared of their inventions. They're never like, like, he'll call the cops.
He'll bring a laser gun out and no one will say anything.
Exactly,
you know?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And the parents are chill with it.
Yeah.
The parents are chill. They're just cooling.
That's true.
And yo, so that theory goes, everything there, everything that he creates, the government sees it and it's kind of like a testing ground. So it's like, okay, fuck. He made that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can use that in the next war.
Oh, like maybe the lasers and stuff like that. Maybe we can use
it to cure people with this, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a testing ground. But he would never know because it just feels like his regular life.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool too. You can flip it on like a Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, yeah.
How his shit is just all, just went all bad. Because why are you, because the government's watching you make it rain fucking burgers from the sky and shit. That's like the bootleg one. But no, since we're on cartoon theories, you heard of the Mr. Mime is Ash's dad theory?
Mr. Mime, what the fuck?
Is Ash's dad.
How?
Okay, so so you know how Ash doesn't age at all throughout the whole Pokemon series?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pokemon are not, they're not, they don't age either.
Yeah.
Right? So Ash is supposed to be a hybrid of human and Pokemon.
Oh, what the fuck?
And this is the crazy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So his mom and Mr. Mime were caught in a scene on vacation, like an old elderly couple on vacation.
No way.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. So Ash is Mr. Mime and his mom is human. You feel me?
Yo, I'm the Pokemon man. I should know this.
I'm surprised you haven't told one, because this is probably the funniest one I ever read. You know?
That's quite interesting stuff.
Yeah, but that reminds me of the Rick and Morty one.
Oh, what Rick and Morty one?
Remember when they were like, they got monsters and Rick was like, fucking a whole lot of monsters? And then like, they reproduced?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, do you think humans can like mate with... We're not going to talk about that.
But yeah, okay.
Never mind. We're not talking about that.
But yeah,
that's dark.
Yeah, that's so the moment you said that out of your mouth is.
We're not even talking about that.
But yeah, I got into what do you call this, anime too?
Oh yeah, what you been watching?
The Spirited Away, fam.
Oh,
Loki. That shit was, I don't know. It was so hyped to me, and then I felt like the whole time.
Oh, did you like it?
It was okay. I would give it a 7 out of 10.
When?
Okay. But they hyped it up because I thought I was gonna cry.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for that moment to cry.
Word.
But it never came.
Word. For me, fam, I appreciate the art of it. I appreciate like the contemporary art of it, but
it was really good. Yeah,
very creative. But Spirited Away, fam,
yeah,
that's just a fever dream, bro.
Yeah,
that's just, like, I know. Straight fever dream. Me and my sister watch it for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you remember this in your nightmare?
Real shit.
Like, dead ass, that's what it feels like.
The sludge guy and the no face guy.
Yeah,
that's some shit you see in your like nightmares.
Yeah, and you know how when you have those dreams and it's always like you gotta go do something.
What?
You know what I mean? And that's exactly like Spirited Away, where she had something to do. She had to save her parents.
Yeah,
and she had to go to all these different crazy people.
Yeah,
that's exactly a fever dream, bro. Exactly. I swear.
Exactly, bro. And there's a crazy theory of Spirited Away teaches about prostitution.
Wait, why?
Yeah. So. You know the girl, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The main thing is that they have a bathhouse.
Word.
And they introduce guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on the bathhouse, there's a sign that says, "Why you?"
Really?
Right? Yeah, which means hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And in that era, the Japanese men go into these bathhouses to meet girls named Yuna, which mean hot water girls.
Oh, like prostitutes?
And these girls were prostitutes.
Oh, shit.
And also, the little girl signed a contract where she had to change her name from Chichiro or something to Sen.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. She had to change her name, like pick one.
Yeah, and this is what prostitutes do so nobody finds out who they really are.
Oh, shit.
And here's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
No Face was a pedophile.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
That's why he was like following her.
And wanted to give her money. He wanted to buy her.
Yo.
Fam, it's crazy.
That actually makes sense, bro.
It does. And I realized that the director is really cool because he likes to give these topics about what's actually happening in the world in his movies.
Yeah.
And prostitution was one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, even in the recent Black Widow.
Yeah.
That was kind of a metaphor for all the human trafficking going on, right?
Yeah.
Because if you bag it, like, all of the women that were in that Black Widow program, they were just taken as kids from their families.
Yeah.
Just grown up to be assassins.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, that's that type of stuff not being assassins, but that type of stuff with human trafficking, that's real.
Yeah, fam.
That happens.
There's another theory where the casino girls
yeah.
are actually girls that got human trafficked.
Word.
Because you see them, fam, half of them can't keep their eyes open.
Yeah.
You know, you have people passing out literally at tables.
Damn, bro.
There was a guy on Twitch where he was doing the blackjack.
Yeah, yeah.
And this girl literally sat the car down, but once she put the car down, she fainted.
Oh shit!
It was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, if you wanna watch a good anime movie, mm-hmm. do you want to cry or do you want to like?
I want to feel something.
You like, want to feel emotion?
Emotion, some type of emotion.
I have some good recommendations for you then.
Silent Voice was good. That actually made me cry.
Silent Voice was sad. Silent
so
Voice
so sad. Sad.
Watch watch Your Name. Have you watched that?
No. Your Name?
Yeah.
That, people told me about Your Name.
That movie, fam?
Yeah.
That's my favorite animated movie ever.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that.
I think, in my opinion, that's a goated, like, that's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Just like the storyline, the music, everything about it, the animation.
Perfect.
Perfect. 10 out of 10.
Okay. How long is it? Like 2 hours?
I think it's like an hour and a bit. Something like that. Yeah. But yo, what's crazy is that movie lost in the Oscars. They didn't even get nominated for freaking
what?
Best Picture. And I feel like a lot of the anime movies never even make it to the Oscars.
Yeah, because anime is like I feel like they don't take it seriously.
They don't, right?
In the movie biz.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know why, bro.
But half like The Silent Voice and Spirited Away is better than half of these contemporary movies.
Yeah,
I could say.
Yeah, even just like compared to. I don't want to say Toy Story because Toy Story was amazing.
Yeah,
but like even just other stuff like freaking. The Lorax, like, you know, like stuff like that, like the kids movies.
Yeah.
Shit. There's some really, really, really good anime movies that yeah. should be in that category of animated films.
100%.
We don't see it though. We don't see it.
Exactly. But yeah, going back, I guess, to the human trafficking thing.
Yeah.
You know, the mukbanger, Katie Yup.
Okay. Nah.
You never seen that one when she's literally shows half of her face and she's blindfolded and she's eating like crazy.
Oh no, that's the one where people were like, yo, is she okay?
Yeah
and then exactly. she's trying to do like Morse code, right?
Yeah
she's trying to do Morse code through the images.
Images. Oh my god. No not just the images, but she would have sentences pop up on the screen
and then like the letters
are, are capitalized that spelled out help or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
Like that. And like there were bruises on her arms, but like we never really found out what happened to her. Like do you know what happened to her?
I don't know.
Like she just stopped eating or some shit like that.
Fucked, bro. Yeah. I really hope everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
Because I think she did come out and say something like, "Oh, everything is good."
Okay, good.
But like we don't know if that was somebody else that said that.
Exactly. You never know,
right?
And it's like there's always whispers of the guy like, "Eat more." And that shit's so scary. I know,
that's scary, bro.
At that point, it's like not even theory no more. Like, there's a guy telling him to eat.
That's...
like, come on, bro. That's so scary.
Nah, bro. And then, what scares me the most is just like, there's evil people like that are 100%. Always looking for victims.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why I really... You know how your parents always say, like, stay away from strangers?
Yeah.
Stay away from those sketchy people?
Mm-hmm. That's like the number one
way. That's the number one thing, but I feel like people still do that, which is bad. Like,
yeah.
You see sketchy people, but you give your trust
time
to them?
Of the day. Yeah,
never, bro. Mm-hmm. Never. That's why, like, I always train my sister.
Oh, see, I was gonna bring up the sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I always train my sister. Like, make sure you know exactly people's intentions.
Yeah,
that's why I read a lot of these books, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All these like powers of the mind. I mean,
yeah.
Because people try to take advantage of you, and then once people take advantage of you, something terrible happens, and that's always how it ends up.
That's like probably the realest. That's a good brother thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I'm scared for like my sister all the time too. Cause like even when we were driving, it was me and my older cousin, and
yeah.
she's a girl, and there's these two guys that come up, right? That pull the window down. Hey, you're so sexy. You're so sexy, right? Mm. And I'm in the car like, yo, like this actually goes on a regular daily basis. And it's crazy to think that.
I know.
It's crazy.
Because some people, we're so like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like a lot of, if you're not educated on that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like on those type of street smarts, mm-hmm. what to do. Bro, those are the victims. That's why you have to like, shit, they should be, there should be more street smart lessons like in just school in our curriculum. Like it should be that, bro.
I know.
Because even though it is the parents' job, some parents don't teach them.
You should just start a street smart book. I mean, that would sell.
Low key, that would sell. Yo, I have. I don't want to say the idea, though. I would say the idea. Wait, yeah, they should.
Yeah, they 100%, should, bro. Fam, because I'm telling you, fam, like the catcalling and shit like that is so scary. Because one of my friends, my cousins, told me actually, she was walking downtown and she always keeps like a knife on her.
Yeah,
right. But there was a guy looking at her in the car, and then she kind of came closer to the car, and she saw her like. He's beating his meat.
What the f?
It's crazy. And she spat on him and ran.
Bruh.
Like, that's fucking disgusting, bro. Like, oh my God.
Man, see, things like that, especially like when people walk up to them.
Yeah.
That's why I teach my sister how to fight.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. I feel like everybody should know how to fight.
Should know how to fight.
Everybody should know how to fight. Because if you don't know how to fight, you're at a disadvantage.
It's already.
Already. Period. You know what I mean? And it's not like something you can carry around with you.
Yeah.
It's you.
I know.
It's like a lesson you know. It's like swimming too.
So swimming is good too, but like fighting, I feel like is way more important.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because those type of things like swimming, fighting.
Yeah.
Even just like working with your hands, how to maneuver things, right?
Yeah.
That's very, those type of skills you can bring anywhere with you. It's like survival skills.
Yeah.
Like every single situation, you never know when you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always there. You don't have to like put it in your backpack. Exactly. It's nothing like that.
Like, again, like if you put me in a forest, fam, I couldn't start a fire.
Yo, to be honest, yeah. I don't even know if I could do that either.
Yeah, bro.
Like I'd have to like prep. Yeah. You know what I mean? I have to prep.
I'm
stuff.
Gonna watch every YouTube video before I put on that forest, you know?
I feel you.
But like after that I'll be blessed.
Yo, you know what we should do, bro?
What?
We should actually do one of those videos like we just try and survive. No, we should find like a survivalist that someone wants to take us out with them.
Yeah.
And like, okay, yo, we're gonna do an excursion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Into the wildlife, bro.
10k likes, we go, we're put in a forest and we just
let's do it.
That'd be hilarious, fam.
Yo,
I feel like we would argue.
I would always want to do that though.
Yeah,
I always want to.
That's hella fun.
Mm.
Bring me, you, Josh.
That you think you think you would go crazy, bro? I think if I was by myself, I would definitely go crazy. Oh, low 100%. Key, low key,
fam. If you're stuck in your room for for 2 days straight with nothing but your thoughts, you're going crazy.
Exactly, bro. Right?
And you're surrounded by nothing but trees and nothing but no electronics to keep you like busy.
Yeah, yeah.
What else are you gonna think about?
Just
fam?
Like looking, you know, Castaway when he had the volleyball Wilson.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's facts.
Because they're like, yo, just quarantine.
Yeah.
When he had quarantine, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I'd be talking to myself still.
I swear, like when I practice for these podcasts, my mom thought I was crazy. Like dead ass. Oh my God.
I think people that talk to themselves though
are cool.
No, not that. It's like they're very imaginative.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of creativity, you know?
Yeah. Cause you don't need fans. Okay, I'll just imagine one.
Yo.
As crazy as it sounds, it is true.
You ever had I had one.
I had an imaginary.
I had one, but like it was just cause I watched it in the cartoon.
You know, the SpongeBob the bubble? You know how he had a bubble friend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The elephant thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I
kind of imagined that as my friend. You feel me? I don't know. That was...
But he could actually try to make one. Don't tell me try to make one.
But I did one of these. And then in my head, it was like an elephant or whatever I wanted.
That shit pops like right away, too.
A line that I got sad.
But yo, yeah. One of the saddest videos I ever seen, fam.
What?
It was like this raccoon and... Somebody gave the raccoon a piece of cotton candy.
Yeah. And it died.
No. So the raccoon had a piece of cotton candy.
Yeah.
And then it went in water, fam. And that shit like disintegrated in the water.
Nah.
I was so sad, fam.
Holy smokes. Because
it looked so excited to get the cotton candy. Yeah. And then like it disintegrated.
And then
it dissolved right into the water, fam. And it's like, not literally, I'll show you the video. Like, okay, like this, like what happened?
It's like trying to scoop it up.
Yeah.
That's sad, bro.
Yo, well, what was your favorite? You know those like OG YouTube classics? You know what I'm talking about? Like Charlie Bit My Finger, those type of stuff.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to get.
What's your favorite one? Do you remember?
I'm gonna have to look it up, to be honest.
Yeah. Cause you know those you ever watch the Kiwi video?
Oh,
you know Kiwi?
Wait. No, because that just reminded me. You know, Annoying Orange? Or what was it?
Oh, yeah, Annoying
that
Orange.
Was my
Yo, whatever happens to that? That was huge.
Fam, they're still making videos.
Are they?
You know that?
Nah.
But it's like pulling like 30K.
Oh, word? Yeah. I didn't even know they're still out.
Yeah, bro.
But at one point, they had a show, bro.
Really?
One point, they had a show on like Adult Swim, I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
Of just said talking?
Yeah, the talk, Annoying Orange. And it was like a whole production, fam.
That's crazy how that could just turn into whatever that is.
I'm pretty sure even Fred had his own show.
Oh, before. Fred was so... I hated Fred.
Yeah, I didn't really fuck with Fred.
But like, it's crazy how I f- with annoying orange, because they're kind of the same thing, except one's a human and one's a fruit. Because they're both kind of
no, but annoying orange was funny.
It was funny, yeah.
To me.
Yeah, Fred was more of like a, you're kind of cringe, but it's kind of funny at the same time.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
Who's your favorite like all-time YouTuber?
All-time YouTuber?
Like OGs.
OG.
Because yo, I always say to myself, I want to interview Ryan Higa? I have to.
Yeah.
Eventually. He's literally my OG.
No, that's a good pick though.
Or like Kev Jumba, one of them.
Kev Jumba is doing Twitch now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. But Ryan, I think he's set for life. Mm. Like he'll always be good.
Yeah. He's blessed, bro. Yeah, he's blessed. He's
so good.
He's probably still gets paid from his old videos because they're that classic.
Yeah, and I like how he always brought, like his team is still his team.
Yeah.
Like you have Will, you have Sean.
Yeah.
Like they're all still with him. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's cool to see because usually it doesn't work out like that.
I know.
You know?
And yo, it's fun to see you know what? Just kidding, Kidding Films, no, and Just Kidding JK Party.
No, I'm a like clear some shit up.
Oh, why?
Because there's this thing that happened, right?
What happened
recently? Where they fired Tiff. Like,
why?
The whole JK cult kind of unsubscribed from JK.
Oh shit!
Because Bart and Joe are so much of a business that they would, even though you're friends long term, you're still gonna send off your friend because they weren't working out.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Because I think Tiff was like financially struggling.
Yeah.
And they let her off and didn't give her no severance pay or stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
Or they didn't give a warning that she was gonna be fired.
Oh, fuck. So,
and Bart and Joe, they don't go out their way to apologize ever. So it's crazy because in the JK News, they replaced Tiff and the dislike ratio is crazy.
Oh,
I even commented. You'll see my comment. We're top comment.
Word?
Yeah, I said I'm ashamed. Like to all the people, the OG cast was so great that they're now replacing it with people that just like yes men. It's a bunch of guys that are just yes men to Joe and Bart.
Damn.
You know?
I didn't even know that,
bro. We're top comment. That was kind of cool.
Oh shit, on the Jumpers account?
Yeah.
Fam, I didn't even know we did that.
my bad. I did it because I knew I wanted to like pay my respects to Tiff.
Yeah.
You know? Because Tiff was my favorite.
Word, yeah.
And how
they
left off Julia, they left off David, you know?
Damn, I didn't even know about that, bro.
Yeah. Shit. I'll show you after.
See, because I don't get into the YouTube drama.
I love the YouTube drama.
I never watched those videos. You watch them?
Yeah.
I never watched it. If I hear it, I hear it from like, shit, like,
yeah.
Keemstar.
Keemstar not even a thing no more, bro.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
But I don't like listen to Keemstar. I just like know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how you said that because it's like I kind of felt kind of ways because as a support,
that would have been one of them.
Yeah,
that would have been one of them. To pay respects to the OGs. Yeah. Those are one of the OGs.
As a supporter for so long, and you're just like doing that to like your family or what I thought was your guys' family.
Yeah,
it's kind of heartbreaking.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit, that's tough, bro.
I know.
I don't know where I want to go with that.
I know. But yeah, what else was there? Chris Smoove. I low-key want to play. I just want to play 2K with Chris Smoove. That's the end goal.
You want to play 2K with Chris?
You know, I bought my.
Does he still play?
Yeah. You know, I bought my first PS4
because of Chris Smoove.
Just because Chris Smoove.
You mean PS3?
PS3. My bad. PS3. Just because Chris Smoove.
Where?
Like after watching so many videos, I'm like, Dad, where
the fuck is your Twitch, fam?
Oh yeah. Okay, you know me, man. If I say it's in 2 weeks, it's like in a month,
bro. Hop on the Twitch.
I'll get with.
Because yo, I'm planning. I have this idea that I want to do for Twitch too.
Okay, man.
But this is way longer. This is way later. But because remember, I told you I want to play all the nostalgia games. And
yeah, nostalgia games.
So I'm planning, instead of just doing it, just like me playing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do like a podcast.
I was gonna. Yo, okay. So I had that idea too. I'm like, do we want to do live podcasts on Twitch? Because that right now.
Yeah, we can just do that. Just play games and then have like mans with you.
Because that's what's booming. They just put a podcast like game on the Twitch. So you know how it's like 2K just chatting. Now it's podcast.
Yo, if y'all want to see
us. If y'all want to see a live podcast, fam, we'll do it on Twitch.
Leave a like, leave a comment. Yo, exactly. Maybe we'll do that.
Exactly, fam.
Because I think that'd be dope. Because I just having like something in the background and we just talk about shit pops up. We talk about, you know.
Oh, that's hard.
We're talking about fucking conspiracies while playing like Mario. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Because I feel like that moment. A lot of people miss that moment, yo. Yeah, you know those moments where the whole somebody's playing a story game, but we're all invested. Yeah. You know, you feel me?
Fam, you would be at a sleepover and you would play a whole story game. You guys are looking at the stream the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like you got the one cousin that knows what he's doing, and then you're just all rooting like, yo, go there. You're like all trying to solve the puzzles, bro.
Give me the controller, bro.
Yeah. Like I got next.
Yeah.
One more life.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah, that's true, bro.
I think maybe that's why Twitch is so popular, because it's kind of bringing that
nostalgia feeling.
Yeah,
just playing with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It might be like that too, right?
That might be the next thing. Fuck, man, we have to do that quick then, because somebody might take that.
Shit, people are gonna listen to me because I know they listen to my ideas, bro. I know they listen to my ideas.
I don't take that. But yeah, I bet.
You wanna end it there?
Yeah, we can end it there. Holy.
All right, that was a dope episode. So. Yeah. All right, thank you everyone for watching. If you haven't already, check out my new channel. Check out the vlogs on there. I'm gonna be doing much more vlogs.
Yes.
Sir. And yeah, any more announcements?
No more announcements from me.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yep.
See you guys next time. Jump out.
Deuces.